The word miniature is derived from the Latin word minium, which means red lead paint. This paint was often used in the illuminated manuscripts during the Renaissance period. It is generally confused with the word minimum, which would mean that they were small in size. Miniatures are small and detailed paintings. Technique of miniature painting. There are several preconditions that are necessary to be fulfilled for making a miniature painting. The painting should not be larger than 25 square inch. The subject of the painting would be painted in not more than 1/6 of the actual size. For example, an adult head of 9 inches would not be more than 1.5 inches. In most of the Indian miniature paintings, the human figurine is seen with the side profile. They usually have bulging eyes, pointed nose and slim waist. In the Rajasthani miniatures, the skin color of the characters is brown, while in the Mughal paintings, they are generally fairer. Furthermore, the color of divine beings like Lord Krishna is blue. When women figurines have long hair and the color of their eyes and hair are generally black. Men wear traditional clothes and have a turban on their head. Early miniatures. As discussed earlier, miniature paintings were small paintings with minute details. They were often painted for either books or albums on perishable material, including paper, palm leaves, and cloth. Developed almost as a reaction to the enormous wall paintings, the art of miniature painting developed between 8th and 12th centuries. This kind of painting can be attributed to the eastern and western regions. Two prominent schools are Pala School of Art and Apabhransh School of Art. This school was flourishing during 750 to 1150 AD. These paintings are generally found as a part of manuscripts and were generally executed on palm leaf or vellum paper. There are lonely single figures in the paintings and one rarely finds group paintings. They have simple compositions and were patronized by some of those rulers who promoted Buddhism. The proponent of the Vajrayan school of Buddhism also used and patronized these paintings. The prominent painters were Dhiman and Vittapal. Apabhransh school of art. This school traces its origin to Gujarat and Mewar region in Rajasthan. It was the predominant school of painting in Western India during 11th to 15th century. The most common themes of these paintings were Jain, and in the later period, the Vaishnav school appropriated them too. They brought in the concept of Geet Govind and secular love into these paintings that were otherwise dominated by the Jain iconography. Even though the paintings were made as illustrations for books, they did not develop a different style but were mural paintings in a reduced dimension. The colors used in the paintings had symbolic meaning and they usually used red, yellow and ochre. In the later phase, they used bright and gold colors. Furthermore, the features of the human figures depicted in the paintings have fish-shaped bulging eyes, a pointed nose and a double chin. They tried to begin the trend to make angular faces in the third and fourth profile. The figures are usually stiff and even the ornamentation is carefully done. The female figurines have enlarged hips and breasts. The animal and bird figurines in the paintings are represented as toys. The most famous example is of Kalpasutra and the Kalakacharya Katha from 15th century. Transition period miniature. The coming of the Muslims in the Indian subcontinent was a harbinger of change and brought forth a cultural renaissance in the 14th century. One should not say that the Islamic styles took over as the traditional styles of paintings survived in the Western Indian courts and a cultural synthesis took place. In the southern states of Vijayanagar, a different style was emerging that was closer to the Deccan style of painting. miniature art during Delhi Sultanate. These paintings tried to bring together the Persian elements of their origins with the Indian traditional elements. They gave preference to illustrated manuscripts, and one of the finest examples from this period is the Nimatnama, a book on cookery during the reign of Nasir Shah, who ruled over Mandu. This script shows the synthesis of the indigenous and Persian styles. Apart from this, another style called Lodi Kuladar was also prevalent during the period that was followed in many of the Sultan-dominated regions between Delhi and Jaunpur. Later, three major styles emerged that dominated the medieval landscape: Mughal, Rajput, and Deccan. Mughal era miniature painting. The paintings made in the Mughal period had a distinctive style, as they were drawings from Persian antecedents. There was a change in color palette, themes, and forms. The focus shifted from depicting the god to glorifying the ruler and showing his life. They focused on hunting scenes, historical events, and other court-related paintings. The Mughal paintings brought together Persian naturalistic style with the opulence of a great dynasty and created some beautifully illustrated folios. These paintings were considered unique because of the use of brilliant colors. They brought the technique of foreshortening to the Indian painters' repertoire. Under this technique, objects were drawn in a way that they look closer and smaller than they really are. The styles of paintings under the successive rulers are early Mughal painters. Babur is said to have patronized the Persian artist Behzad, who made some illustrations of the Mughal family tree. Humayun, who was a great patron of arts, came to the throne at a young age. He was interested in paintings and building beautiful monuments. While he was at Shah Thamsip's court in Persia, he acquired the services of two main painters called Abdus Samad and Mir Sayyid Ali, who came back with him after he won his throne back and established the Mughal dynasty in India. These artists were responsible for bringing Persian influence in the Mughal paintings and created many successful illustrated albums. During Akbar's reign, they created an illustrated manuscript called Tuti Nama, Tales of a Parrot. Akbar was responsible for establishment of an entire department devoted to the paintings and scribing of his documents. He established a formal artistic studio called Tasveer Khana, where the artists were hired on salary and they developed their own styles. Akbar also recognized the beauty of those Indian artists who had worked for previous rulers and invited them to work in his Tasveer Khana. Hence, the Indian influence started in the Mughal paintings. The defining features of paintings in Akbar's period are the use of three-dimensional figures and the continued use of foreshortening. Furthermore, the artists encouraged the use of calligraphy in the paintings. One of the distinguishing features of this period was the transformation of popular art to the court art. That is, the artist was more focused on depicting the scenes of court life than the life of the masses. Famous painters of this period include Dashwant, Basavan, and Kesu. Prominent illustrated manuscripts during Akbar's reign are Tuti Nama, Hamza Nama, Anwar-e-Suheli, and Gulistan of Sadi. The Mughal paintings reached its zenith in the period of Jahangir. He was a naturalist by nature and preferred the paintings of flora and fauna, that is birds, animals, trees, and flowers. He shifted from illustrated manuscripts to album and emphasized on bringing naturalism to portrait, that is individual painting. One of the unique trends that developed in this period was the decorated margins around the paintings that was sometimes as elaborate as the paintings themselves. Jahangir was himself considered to be a good artist and he had his own private workshop, although no major work by him survives. His atelier mostly created miniature paintings, and the most famous amongst them were the naturalistic paintings of the zebra, the turkey, and the cock. One of the most famous artists from his period was Ustad Mansur, who was an expert in drawing the features of the most complex faces. An animal fable called Ayyar e Danish, Touchstone of Knowledge, was illustrated during his reign. The tenor of the Mughal paintings changed rapidly in the period of Shah Jahan. Unlike his father and grandfather, who liked naturalistic depictions, Shah Jahan liked creating artificial elements in the paintings. It is said that he tried to reduce the liveliness of the paintings and bring in unnatural stillness, as he was inspired by the European influence. He encouraged the artist to draw the sketch using a pencil. He also ordered to increase the use of gold and silver in the paintings. Hence, we can say that the Mughal atelier was enlarged during his reign, but changed a lot in style and technique. Aurangzeb did not encourage painting as a result. Large number of Mughal court painters started migrating to the provincial courts in Rajasthan, etc. Hence, during the reign of Aurangzeb, there was a sharp decline in the activities of painting. If you want to know more about Indian history and culture, please leave the topic in the comment box so that we can come back with it. If you have liked the video, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.